your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Yeah, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. With me in the broadcast classroom is Bert Bertonis from Silicon Valley, California. He's an electrical engineer. He holds a master's degree in business, and he is a designer, a patent holder, an expert witness. He designs wireless network communications infrastructure. Some of the largest companies in the world are his clients and his customers. Welcome, Bert Bertonis.
Hello, Vince. Glad to be back.
Hey, Bert. You own an electric car, and we've been talking about electric cars and what it's like living with one. So how about if we start with a quick summary of the advantages, and just let's bring those students who have not heard that up to speed with what the advantages of an electric car, as you see them, as an owner of one. And you also have some gasoline-powered vehicles. And in the past, you've had Porsche, BMW, an Acura, a limited production Acura. So you've had some nice vehicles. So let's talk about, coming from that perspective and the perspective of a senior designer, you know, a patent holder in electronics in Silicon Valley.
Okay.
What are some of the advantages as you see them?
Sure. And of course, there is a lot of new technology in the electric cars. Mm-hmm. So the biggest advantage, and it's probably one your listeners are going to like, is you save money. And the fact of that is just because it's much more efficient and much lower cost to have a vehicle that's electric, and the most efficient and lowest cost is all electric, the ones without any hybrid gas tanks or anything like that. And the reason it's so overwhelmingly cost-effective is two reasons. One is electric cars are approximately 90% efficient in their energy. In other words, of the energy in the battery, 90% of that gets to the wheels. Then on top of that, when you brake, most of that energy goes back into the battery. So that even adds further to the actual miles per gallon, or we call it miles per gallon equivalent. The second reason is the electricity that we do use is generated much more cost effectively than oil that makes gasoline for your gas tank. And the reason is that electric generator plants are using, in my case in California, natural gas, which is very low cost now because of how much we have of it, or coal or wind power or thermal. And so electricity is generally a lower cost of energy than burning petroleum. So you couple those things together and add to that in many parts of the country there's incentives for using electric cars. In other words, I get a lower electric rate from my power company by owning an electric car. Normally, we have a sliding scale where the more electricity you use, the higher the cost. And they try and do that to prevent people from wasting electricity. Well, when you buy an electric car, it's sort of the opposite thing. They want to encourage you to drive your electric car more. So they've played around with the electric rates over the last few years to try and get them in line right, and the bottom line is you pay a much lower electric rate. So what does that mean? It means that when I was spending, let's say, $100 to $200 a month on gas for my primary vehicle, now I'm looking at an electric bill that's gone up $10 to $20.
Hmm. Okay. So because of the rate reduction of your electric rate, even though you had dramatically increased usage or significantly increased usage, your bill's only gone up $10 or $20.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, how much has your electric rate gone down as a percentage?
I'm going to say, I mean, it's really hard to just look at it and see that number, but because there's still tiers that you face. But I'm going to say it's gone down by about 40%, and my electric use has gone up by maybe 80%, something like that. Okay. My electric use has almost doubled.
Okay, so a 40% rate reduction. Now, is that tied to you having ownership of this vehicle, or is that tied to because your or ownership plus the increase in the consumption of electricity?
No, next year they're going to completely get rid of the tiers, but I'm still facing a electric bill that charges more the more you use, and it's not as bad as it was, but obviously, that doesn't make sense for an electric car, so that's going away next year. This reduction is simply due to the fact that you get a lower rate when you let the electric company know that you've purchased a electric vehicle.
What would happen if a person just said, "Hey, I've got a an electric vehicle, or I have a hybrid"? Would they automatically get that rate reduction, or would they have to prove it?
Well, I didn't have to prove it with my particular electric company, but I think they can determine it pretty easily because we all have smart meters now, and that's something else we've discussed on USA Prepares. But putting that aside, they know exactly when you're using how much electricity, and I can even go online and see the graph of my electric use by the minute and hour. And what happens is the rate is cheaper. They want you to encourage you to charge your car at night. So you see this big, huge spike in electricity at 12 midnight when the rate goes down. And if they don't see that, they're going to suspect something's up.
Hmm. Yeah. Now, of course, you know that makes me crazy, just them having the ability to do that, to monitor. So if you've got a hot tub, they can probably tell that you fired that up, because of the heating element.
They can probably figure out how many people you have in the hot tub.
Well, they know how many. They can do that with a satellite. So they can say, "Hey, Bert just turned on his hot tub. One, two girls in the hot tub."
Right.
Time to send the police over.
But by the way, you brought up an interesting point. A side benefit is that I did not have to put in a separate meter for the electric vehicle. So if that energy is going to air conditioning or to the hot tub, it doesn't matter. I get the lower rate. So I no longer have a hot tub. And interestingly enough, I don't have electricity in my home, even though I'm in California and gets somewhat hot in the summer. We're kind of lucky in that it cools off at night. So I have what's called a whole house fan that simply blows all the hot air at night up into the attic and lets cold air come in from the outside. So that works like a charm to cool the house on the hot days in the summer, and I've never had to put air conditioning in my home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought you were going to say that you were a bachelor.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And that they would know that because you'd have with use of your hot tub, but you don't have a hot tub. Okay. So this electric car, we've talked about the electric rate, and are you concerned at all, Bert, about them saying, we thought we were going to reduce the rate. That was a terrible mistake. We really mean we need to triple the rate.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen, but they have played around with the rates for the past several years. I've been tracking it even before I got my car, and it started off, they were just offering you 5 cents a kilowatt hour, which was just a ridiculous deal for night. And then they've toyed around with it, and like I said, a new plan is coming into play for my electric company, PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, next year. But I think they're getting it right. And if you think about it, the electric company really does want to sell you more electricity. That's how they make more money. It's the municipalities and the governments that are trying to discourage wasting energy. So the electric company really always wanted to sell more. And they are, you know, improving the infrastructure to be able to handle the extra electricity. And we've talked about LED lighting before. The biggest use of electricity is lighting at night. And with municipalities putting LED bulbs in on the roads and homeowners doing it, may turn out that the use of LED lighting and other measures balances out the extra electric use for charging your electric cars.
Okay, so does it make sense for city dwellers, let's say, to own an electric vehicle?
Well, I think it makes sense for almost everybody. And the caveat is you probably want to have a second car for longer trips. But with outlets, charging outlets going up everywhere in shopping malls and stores and municipalities and in libraries, I mean, there's a soccer field near me that has an electric charger in it. I assume it's being paid for by the municipality, but there's chargers going up almost everywhere. Even along I-5 corridor where we drive from New York to Los Angeles, they're putting chargers in along the highway. Now, the electric vehicle I bought only has about 100-mile range, so that's still probably not feasible for me to drive it to L.A. But if you have a, you know, one of the new Teslas, they have an over 200-mile range, so you can charge at the halfway point, you know, have some coffee or lunch and get back in your car and drive to L.A.
Mm-hmm. And they can charge that quickly? I mean, can they charge
over?
Well,
that's going to be, yeah, there's three levels of charging. Level one, which is 110 volts. Level two is 220. And these chargers are level three, which is 440. And they can charge at level three in, let's say, maybe a half hour
okay.
to an hour.
Okay, so my next question, we come back after this break, is will your batteries last longer if you charge at level one, a slow charge, the way I charge my batteries here at the farm, versus level three, charging from 440 volts, a quick charge? Will that affect the life of the batteries on an electric car? Bert Pertonis, Silicon Valley engineer.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaSig is manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaSig a long time ago. LaSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert Bertonis is with us, Silicon Valley engineer. Bert, we're going to talk about the rate of charge, but we've got Bud from Montana on the line. Bud, you're on with Bert Bertonis and me, Vin Finelli.
Hi, Bud.
Hi, Vin. I had a question for you, and Bert, hi. I appreciate what you're saying. I see I used to be a service manager for GM, and we had one of the hybrid-type Suburbans coming in with, you know, the big battery pack that had to be changed out. It developed a short in it. And so the batteries cannot be changed out individually. They have to be done with a special kind of a short little crane that actually slides in and lifts this battery pack up. Well, it happened to be under warranty for them, but I asked checked with the parts guys and stuff, and I said, well, what would have been the cost if it would have been beyond warranty? And they said right at $10,000. So I also knew a guy that was an engineer with Toyota, and so I give him a call, and I said, what's the deal with the Prius, you know, coming out? And I said, you know, why did you guys not go with, you know, it was a long conversation, but anyway, I said, why did you guys not go with an all-electric car? And he said, the reality was we put an engine in there because we knew we could not get the battery pack to last beyond 36,000 miles without an alternate source of energy. So my question to you is, if you factor in the battery pack replacement on a vehicle, have you factored that in with the all electric car as far as the long term, you know, usage and cost?
Sure. So what I drive is the Nissan Leaf, and I think it's one of the most reliable and advanced all electric vehicles right now, and they do certify the battery for quite a long time. I know it's well in excess of 5 years. And in my case, I'm leasing the car for 2 years, so that's not really an issue for me. But the battery reliability has been getting steadily better. And I think the main reason that some people are putting the you brought up a good point, though, the adding of a gasoline engine, and a lot of cars do have it. The Volt is sort of a plug-in hybrid, and the new BMW that's coming out in a few months, the i3, is going to have an optional engine to put in. To be honest with you, I think in most cases that's a marketing thing, because people are really concerned about running out of electricity, and they want to know they have a reserved gas tank there. But from an engineering standpoint, it just makes the car more complicated, adds to the cost. And, of course, if you burn on gasoline, you're not going to be as efficient as all electric. Now, hybrids are more efficient than regular gas cars simply because you're using the electric engine as the propulsion means. But I think battery is becoming less and less of an issue in terms of reliability. They're really getting them down well, and there's no more fires. That was just one particular car that had the fires, and that battery company went bankrupt, by the way. That was A123.
Okay. I just had one more question, Vince. The only other drawback that I personally see to batteries is that if you happen to be, you know, completely on the grid and the grid goes down and you don't have a backup, it looks to me like you'd be up that stream without a paddle.
Well, I can address part of that, and I'd say yes and no. If you have a solar array, then you might be better off than if the grid goes down than someone who does not have a totally electric car or a hybrid car, because although it would take a while, a long time, to charge your vehicle with a solar array compared to level 3, 440 volt, you know, high current charging, you might be able to ride around for a while, you know, and charge it and go 100 miles round trip. So there's that advantage of it. But on the other side, you really do have a good point. You really do. But do you have something that you want to be held over through the break for, or do you think?
No, I'll just listen on the other side. Thanks, Vince.
Hey, thanks. Thanks so much, Bud. This is Bud in Montana. And great question. And so, well, let's get back to the high-speed charge versus the low charge, level 1 charging versus level 3, 440-volt charging of the electric car. Bert Bertonis, we'll be right back.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods and number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
there's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Watch it. There's something happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today, God, you're...
Take my... When you go to DC, for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Bert Pertonis is in the broadcast classroom with us, and he owns a Nissan Leaf. He's leased it, and his analyses say that he is better off leasing an electric car, dollar for dollar, than driving a gasoline-powered car. He and I have talked off the air about that, and those were his findings. And actually, the cost of the lease is less than a gasoline-powered car, you know, on a monthly payment basis. Isn't that right, Bert?
Well, it depends what car you're comparing it, of course.
Sure.
You know, I'm paying about $300 a month for a two-year lease, but I have every single option available on that car. So I think I got a pretty good deal from my local Nissan dealer here. One thing I wanted to mention before we move on is Bud brought up something very good about what if there's a massive grid failure. I could argue that there could be a situation where you're better off having an electric vehicle because you have backup generators at home where you have electricity available. You know, when the hurricane hit the Northeast last winter, people couldn't get gas. It wasn't because there was no gasoline at the gas stations. It was because they didn't have electricity to pump the the pumps. Tankers were bringing it in, but the gasoline stations were shut down. So if you have backup generators at home, you can easily use that to charge your car.
Mm-hmm. And it could be, you could have a diesel generator with diesel fuel, as I do on the farm, because it I believe it's too dangerous to store gasoline. So we store diesel. We use diesel in our tractors, and we have what's called a PTO driven generator. So what that really means is I have a generator on a trailer. Now this is just the power generation component generator. There's no engine to move it, and there's a shaft, a telescoping shaft, that I attach to the back of the tractor, to the power takeoff of the tractor. So I start a diesel tractor, and that actually turns a shaft that turns the generator to generate electricity. So I have a trailer, small trailer, with a generator on it, and I hook that up to the back of the tractor. It takes me about 2 minutes to do it. I have about a 75-foot very heavy cable. It's about the size of a very thick garden hose that connects to my transfer switch at the farm. So, and the plug is this, the plug for this is, you know, larger than a coffee cup. So it's a pretty big plug. I plug that into the generator, fire up the tractor, set the RPMs to generate 220 volts of AC. And I throw the switch, and my whole farm is then powered by the tractor-powered generator. So then that uses diesel. The point is, I could do that because I don't have, I could charge my electric car if I had one with that. But the other thing you could do is if you had a solar array or a wind turbine, you could charge your electric car with that. So we all agree, Bert?
Absolutely.
Okay, so level one is a 110-volt charger. It takes the longest amount of time. Level two is 220 volts. And level three, the highest level of charge that you can apply to your electric car is driven by 440 volts from the utility side. Now, Bert, my question is, if, you know, in the old days, a slow charge would be a deeper charge in an electric battery. And when we went to the gas stations for one of those quick charges, when they'd roll that big, heavy battery charger on wheels over for a quick charge to get us started so we could, you know, continue driving, that was said to be hard on the batteries. Is that the case with the current batteries that would be in an electric car, charging them at the level three quick charge rate?
Yes, even though the battery composition has changed, that's still true. In fact, when I go to the Nissan dealer where they have a level 3 charger, you can watch the amperage, and it starts out really high and then gradually declines, and they encourage you to stop when it's 80% charged, in fact, because that does reduce the life of the batteries. Whereas if you go on a level 1 charge, yes, it takes forever, but it's much better on the battery life. So that is absolutely true, and they're working every day to try and improve the ability of the battery to take a quick charge. But generally, when it's about 80, maybe 90% charged, you want to stop putting that much current in order to preserve the life of the batteries.
Yeah, I like the concept. And just for my application, I'm not convinced that it would make sense for me as someone who lives, you know, for me to go to the city is probably, you know, Springfield, Missouri, it's probably a 110-mile trip. That's if I just went to one point, turned around. Let's say I went to Ziggy's for a meetup. It'd be probably a 110-mile trip. So it really wouldn't work for that application. But, I do like the idea of the simplicity of having a motor generator, if you will, as the device that accelerates the car and then charges the batteries when you decelerate the car. So I think that's kind of neat how you put electricity back in from the kinetic energy of the car that's moving as it slows down. That's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, way cool. I can climb a mountain, and we have a lot of them out here in California, and you see instead of a gas tank, you have this number that tells you how many miles you have left in your batteries, and you climb the hill, you see that going down really fast. And if you have a passenger, they might get a little worried and say, man, that's going down really fast. You sure we're going to make it back? And I go, well, you know, I might toy with them and say, I don't know, we might be stuck up here. But once you start...
That sounds... Sounds like you.
Once you start going down, it actually starts going back into the tank, so to say, and you get almost all of it back.
Nathan, do we have a caller? Okay. We have a caller, are we putting that caller on air? I can't tell, Nathan. Oh, okay. All right, Sherry from Kansas, you're on with me, Vin Finelli, and Bert Bertonis in Silicon Valley, California.
Hi, Sherry.
Hey, I was wondering, have you ever taken anything like a tri-field meter inside the cab while you're driving this thing to see what kind of EM fields you're exposed to?
No, I have not. That's a good point. It'd be interesting to see what the motor is generating in terms of its electric field, but I have not.
Yeah, I heard someone talking about he was talking about dirty electricity in general, and I don't know if he was implying that you might be getting that inside there, but he was kind of worried about, you know, people that might be real sensitive to EM fields if they were driving.
Yeah, I don't, that's a good point. I haven't heard of any problems with the EM fields. Generally, dirty electricity refers to a really bad DC to AC converter. You know, if you have a really cheap generator or some of these low-cost devices that create backup AC, a lot of them, instead of a very pure sine wave, a lot of them are clipped square waves, and generally that's where a lot of the dirty electricity comes from.
Right, and you're just working with DC, right, in these things?
Yeah, DC and DC motors, and of course, anytime you switch power, there's sharp edges, and those sharp edges create the higher frequencies. So there certainly could be some generated. I just don't know, you know, statistically, you know, how bad that is. I don't have any data on that.
Do you happen to know anything about electric scooters and how far you might be able to go on those, if those are viable for people that are just doing, you know, I live in the country, I'd still be making at least a 20-mile trip.
Well, Vince, you have those farm vehicles that when I visited over at the farm, we went on one. You probably have more knowledge of that than I do.
Well, none of the four-wheelers that we have are electric-powered. I mean, they have batteries to start them. We have motorcycles, and we have four-wheelers, and, of course, we have diesel trucks and gasoline trucks. But, Sherry, I don't know about an electric scooter per se. And you know what? I'm somewhat reluctant to jump in and purchase one, and I'll tell you what my concern is. My concern is really the batteries, because it's from a lack of knowledge. I don't know how long they will last. I don't know if anybody really does know exactly how long they're going to last. But I do know that I have a Chevy Blazer, a 1500 with a 6.5 turbo diesel in it, and it's got well over 200,000 miles. And I know it's going to go another 100 or 200,000. I know that. I know that I'm going to have to buy batteries, but I know they're $75 a piece. So I know from experience what the maintenance costs are going to be for the gasoline and diesel-powered vehicles and the, you know, repair parts for motorcycles and four wheels. I have a feel for that, and I'm comfortable with that. But it's, you know, it's that sticker shock of the big batteries, like we talked about, $10,000. I've heard of $8,000. Bert, that, you know, that's kind of a concern for me, and that's why I have not jumped in that in the limited range. But that's why I think that, you know, for a city it might make more sense than for somebody, you know, in the middle of nowhere like me. But most people don't live where I live. They live near cities.
Hey, Vince, if you find anyone who could do a good program on building a methane digester, would you have one, please?
You know, I will try to do that, and I'll tell you why. Because I was talking with the Dollarhite family. I see them quite often, John Dollarhite, Judy Dollarhite. And we were talking about exactly that, building actually a methane generation plant out of a septic system to run the kinds of things that you're talking about, lighting and actual powered vehicles, cooking, all that. Yep.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Hey, thanks a lot, Sherry. Bert, we have Mike on the line from Tennessee. Mike, you're on with Bert Bertonis and me, Vin Finelli. Welcome.
Good morning, Bert. Good morning, Vincent.
Morning.
Hey. I should have looked at the clock. Hey, Mike, tell you what. Hold on, if you can, and we'll take your question right after these few ever-increasing commercial announcements. Is that okay?
You got it.
All right. Bert, hold on, please, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
It's the Mountain House Super Sale, right now at BePrepared.com. This month only, every can is 40% off. Try the delectable flavor of scrambled eggs with bacon, only $20.39, regularly $33.99. Or taste Mountain House Beef Stroganoff, normally $28.49, now only $17.09. In the mood for dessert, try a number 10 can of raspberry crumble for only $16.49, usually priced at $27.49. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia has warned that if Iran is struck by foreign military, that there could be a certain chain reaction? This chain reaction would be communist Russia and China coming to the aid of Iran. Such an action could bring about the Third World War that is in plan to begin in the Middle East. The Illuminati planned three world wars and many revolutionary wars. We've seen two world wars and many revolutionary wars during the 20th century. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you a one-year free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 5 years. ProStores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Bert Bertonis is with us. Mike from Tennessee. Mike Parsons, USAPreparedness.com instructor, has joined in. And Bert, I just want to say before Mike, before your thoughts, you know, a Chevrolet inline six-cylinder engine had at one time seven main bearings. A typical V8 engine, gasoline-powered, has five main bearings. And then you have the transmission bearings and the rear differential bearings if you have a rear drive. And so just from a bearing standpoint, the electric cars is intriguing because you don't have anywhere near the number of bearings required and the friction loss required, or the friction loss as you do with a gasoline powered or diesel engine. But you still do have that battery limitation that seems to be the hard nut for me to crack. Mike, your thoughts? You had a question for Bert?
Well, I was going to say I'm a big fan of electric vehicles, but not a battery vehicle, simply because of the total cost of ownership of that vehicle. And when you kick in all of the government subsidies, the actual cost to produce it and to operate it and everything, it's really, I mean, the studies I've read, it costs more to own at the end of the day. The thing that I like are the total solar vehicles that run off nothing but solar. They've got a solar array. Those, and you've got these vehicles that convert water into hydrogen, and they run off of that. And, of course, the good old-fashioned Mr. Fusion from Back to the Future, whenever they get that under full development, that'll be a great thing.
Bert, your thoughts?
I don't know of a practical car that can have a solar panel simply because the aperture has to be so big to supply enough energy. I do have some data on the Leaf battery. They're warranting the battery for 8 years or 100,000 miles for a defect and 60,000 miles if it loses more than 30% of its capacity. So when you think about it, 60,000 miles for what's basically a short-range vehicle is pretty good.
Right, but when it costs you $40,000 to purchase, to produce it, it's kind of a cost, a reward issue where you're basically spending a whole lot of money at the end of the day to do the same thing you could do with a 40-mile-per-hour Ford Fusion.
Are you talking about a hybrid or a gas fusion?
Yeah, just a gas fusion getting 40 miles to the gallon that costs you $15,000 stripped down. Cost of ownership, total cost of ownership is far and away cheaper in the long run. Because you're paying for that electricity, regardless if they're giving you a kickback, somebody's paying for that.
Well, no, you see, the point is, though, that it costs so much less to generate electricity than it does to use petroleum. And then on top of that, the electric vehicle is 90% efficient. So, I mean, that's just the simple math, and you can't really get away from it. And that's why hybrids work as well, because the electric engine is so efficient.
Well, I won't argue about the electric engine. It's just the battery that is the cost issue. But they do have cars out that are not in production for the public, but they are totally electric with solar panels, and they can run nonstop. They've got an aircraft that's flown across the country solar, and they've got the high-altitude airships that are solar. And so, yeah, I'm all for electric solar-powered, but battery, I'm still not there yet just because of the total cost of ownership.
Fair enough.
And, of course, when they come out with that Mr. Fusion from Back to the Future, you know, y'all guys keep me up to date because I really want to get involved with that.
Okay.
You know,
gentlemen, electric cars are not new. Electric cars were made in the late 1800s, and John and Judy Dollarhite and I were touring a museum in Indiana, and we saw, I believe it was a 1906, and it was, you know, a production-type vehicle. So I think we've come a long way. I think it's interesting. I'm not quite there yet, but I might get there. Mike, thanks so much for the call. Bert Pertonis, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks,
and shedding some light on living with an electric vehicle. Do you think we'll get to the point where, we only have like 15 seconds, where we could have an electric-powered truck that could do the kind of stuff that we need to do on our farm?
We'll get there. It's going to start with smaller cars and gradually move up. I think what you want to look at, though, is natural gas.
There you go. Bert Pertonis, Silicon Valley engineer, patent holder, USAPrepares.com instructor. I'm Vincent Finelli. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Bert, thanks so much for being with us today.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.